Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 16th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thought for the day, responsibility. I am responsible when anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help. I want the hand of AA always to be there, and for that, I am responsible. It's a declaration of the 30th anniversary at the International Convention in 1965. Thought to consider, service is spirituality in action. Acronyms, HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Just for today, healing from tightrope. When I first came to this fellowship, I had lost my health and sanity, my friends, much of my family, my self-respect, and my God. In the years since, all of these have been restored to me. I no longer have the sense of impending doom. I no longer wish for death or stare at myself in the mirror with loathing. I have come to terms with my higher power. That's from Alcoholics Anonymous, 4th edition, page 368. Daily Reflections. Anger. A dubious luxury. If we were to live, we had to be free of anger. The grouch and the brainstorm were not for us. They may be the dubious luxury of normal men, but for alcoholics, these things are poison. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 66. Dubious luxury. How often have I remembered those words? It's not just anger that's best left to non-alcoholics. I built a list including justifiable resentment, self-pity, judgmentalism, self-righteousness, false pride, and false humility. I'm always surprised to read the actual quote. So well have the principles of the program been drummed into me that I keep thinking all of these defects are listed too. Thank God I can't afford them, or I surely would indulge in them. As Bill sees it, perfect humility. For myself, I try to seek out the truest definition of humility that I can. This will not be the perfect definition, because I shall always be imperfect. At this writing, I would choose one like this. Absolute humility would consist of a state of complete freedom from myself. Freedom from all the claims that my defects of character now lay so heavily upon me. Perfect humility would be a full willingness, in all times and places, to find and to do the will of God. When I meditate upon such a vision, I need not be dismayed because I shall never attain it, nor need I swell with presumption that one of these days its virtues shall all be mine. I only need to dwell on the vision itself, letting it grow and even more fill my heart. This done, I can compare it with my last taken personal inventory. Then I get a sane and healthy idea of where I stand on the highway to humility. I see my journey toward God is scarce begun. As I thus get down to my right size and stature, my self-concern and importance become amusing. Grapevine, June 1961. Big Book quote. We families of Alcoholics Anonymous keep few skeletons in the closet. Everyone knows about the other's alcoholic troubles. This is a condition which, in ordinary life, would produce untold grief. There might be scandalous gossip, laughter at the expense of other people, and a tendency to take advantage of intimate information. Among us, these are rare occurrences. We do talk about each other a great deal, but we almost invariably temper such talk by a spirit of love and tolerance. Alcoholics Anonymous, The Family Afterward, page 125. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. In AA, we have insurance. Our faith in God is a kind of insurance against the terrible things that might happen to us if we ever drink again. By putting our drink problem in the hands of God, we've taken out a sort of insurance policy which insures us against the ravages of drink, as our homes are insured against destruction by fire. Am I paying my AA insurance premiums regularly? Meditation for the day. I must try to love all humanity. Love comes from thinking of every man or woman as your brother or sister, because they're children of God. This way of thinking makes me care enough about them to really want to help them. I must put this kind of love into action by serving others. Love means no severe judging, no resentments, no malicious gossip, and no destructive criticism. It means patience, understanding, compassion, and helpfulness. I pray that I may realize that God loves me, since He is the Father of us all. I pray that I, in turn, may have love for all of His children. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.